Controversial euthanasia advocate Dr. Philip Nitschke may lose his licence to practice medicine through an investigation by the Australian Medical Board. Dr. Nitschke says the investigation was sparked by complaints from anti-euthanasia groups. Tess Gilfeder found out more.
Should doctors be allowed to openly support the illegal practice of voluntary euthanasia? In the case of Dr. Philip Nitschke, his views on the issue may see him lose his licence to practice. Dr. Katrina Haller from Right to Life Australia is one person pushing for Dr. Nitschke's deregistration.
No, he shouldn't be a practicing medical practitioner because they're supposed to be healing people, not killing them off. We would say he is a murderer.
But Dr. Nitschke says his views are political and don't reflect his abilities as a doctor.
Most of what I do is would not be classed as medicine. I mean, most of my activities would be classed, I suppose, as political, and some of them are associated with the technology of developing new ways for a person to have a peaceful death. Now, none of that fits into the medical definition, and as such, I would say, shouldn't be assessed by the medical regulator.
It's claimed that complaints from pro-life groups sparked the investigation by the Australian Medical Board. Dr. Haller says the board will try Dr. Nitschke fairly.
The medical board is neutral, so they are reacting pretty quickly, and they say the investigation will be fair and impartial and based on available evidence.
But Dr. Nitschke doesn't believe this to be the case.
The thing that's most annoying to me is the fact that the medical regulator, a supposedly neutral body in Australia, seems to me to be doing the bidding of what is, as I said, a clearly Christian fundamentalist group.
He hopes the board will come around to his point of view.
Hopefully they will see that this is a politically driven allegation by some people that are clearly what we would describe as fairly fundamentally Christian, and they will hopefully drop it, or at least when I've replied, decide that that's a satisfactory enough explanation and the original allegation will be dismissed.
Voluntary euthanasia is currently illegal all over Australia, with harsh penalties in place.
In Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory, the penalty for assisting suicide, even though suicide is not a crime, that is someone who often out of compassion and love acts to provide a dying person with a peaceful end, can be life imprisonment. Very savage sentences. In most other states, it's over a decade as a possible penalty.
Dr. Haller says there are plenty of alternatives to assisted suicide.
We just have to develop palliative care, the best pain relief, the best love. A lot of people who ask for euthanasia are depressed. They should be properly treated for their depression rather than just being given a lethal jab.
Although he says the investigation will be challenging, Dr. Nitschke has found a silver lining.
The only time people bother to try and get you deregistered or get you thrown in prison or basically a political organisation sets out to try and harm you in some way, it's because you are being effective. So in that sense, it's a good sign.